We heard earlier that many bus drivers are not switching off idling engines. Here are some online comments on that subject. EL84 asked, what about black cabs? Most of the buses operating within the city are much newer, with only a few being over 5 years old, and thus they have the modern lower emission engines. While far too many of the black cabs used under a city council licence, unlike the private hire vehicles, are well over 5 years old and thus dirtier engines. We have far more black cabs using the city centre than buses, and city council licences are black cabs. Yet it is happy, it seems, to licence a large number of old and dirty diesel vehicles to operate within the city. If private hire drivers and bus companies can operate modern vehicles, then why is the same not true of black cab operators? Other cities will not license old black cabs, so why does Norwich? Especially when Norwich is one of the most expensive places to use a taxi. Steve Abercrombie said, the problem is the vehicles. How are they even allowed to operate? The amount of diesel smog they churn out is disgusting. Emissions are clearly fiddled. Pink Duck added, it is confusing how the public are driving EVs ahead of public service vehicles. Surely, 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 it will be cheaper to run a fleet of battery or hydrogen EV buses in the long run, one-fifth the energy cost at present. Stopping engines for a few minutes is but a stopgap solution. And finally, Carlos noted, to be fair, it's not always easy for drivers to know how long they're going to be stationary if stopping for a drop-off or pick-up, unless they have a specific departure time, in which case they should switch off until then. I think in future, more and more cities will mandate that only hybrid buses can enter city centres or electric or LPG power. Maybe something Norwich should set a deadline for in the future. So as fleets are gradually updated, they can comply.
We also heard earlier that council offices could be converted into houses in a £1.1 million project. Teresa Green said, and yet they demolished a whole row of these type of buildings in Barrack Street, and I should say St James's Quarter, years ago, and the site is still undeveloped. The Eternal Grump added, wouldn't it be more accurate to say converting back to houses? NCC did this to several properties in the 80s when they introduced neighbourhood offices. Rodney Hoffman was impressed. At last, some forward thinking by the council. Yes, convert to badly needed affordable social housing rather than demolish and sell the land to the highest bidder. Boris, 1965, was not impressed. Alternatively, they could have let them to a social housing to start with and saved a fortune converting them to offices. Know Nothing was shocked. Laughable. These were social housing stock taken off the list and converted into offices. They did it all over the place. What goes on, what goes round, comes around. Green Ink from Tunbridge Wells thinks the whole thing is stupid. The stupidity of this episode is there for all to see, especially when it comes to wasting taxpayers' money. If Norwich City Council are that concerned about housing, why did they demolish a whole row of flats on Barrack Street? And Boris, 1965, reminded us of the history behind this. So, back in the late 80s and early 90s, the council decided to decentralise their housing department, and along with buildings of new area housing offices, they took over perfectly good social housing to convert to offices. Bullard Road is something like 12 units. They also took over houses in Hansard Close, now demolished and being replaced by flats, a shop in Heathgate. Last time I saw it, it was boarded up and used as a store. Purpose-built Coleman Road, Lakenham, Motham Road, Pilling Park, all fully equipped with cash handling facilities, bank typewriting screens, etc., most of which were abandoned shortly afterwards because the council decided they didn't like handling cash. So now all housing services have been centralised again. So, rather like the latest idea to take all the technical and maintenance services back in-house after outsourcing them 15 to 20 years or so back, what has all this actually cost?